Certainly it is more about pleasing Krishna than pleasing ourselves. I mean, it is not that, pleasing Krishna always has to come at the expense of displeasing ourselves. Like say, if somebody makes a joke in a class, and then instead of laughing, I start thinking, am I laughing for my pleasure or Krishna's pleasure? That would become hyper-analytical. So usually there is a big section where there's an intersection of the two. I think the real problem comes when something is essential for Krishna's service and we refuse to do it because I don't like it. So that is when the problem will come up. But at least I am not at such an advanced level where, I can only work for Krishna's pleasure. So at least all of us have our natures. And the whole principle of Varnashram, in my understanding, is to help us serve according to our nature. And when we say what is our nature, that simply means, doing that is natural for me. Natural, I can say also, it means it's pleasing to me. For a Brahmana to study Shastra, study anything which is intellectually stimulating, that is pleasing. But then the austerity is to do that for Krishna's, to do that for promoting Krishna's cause. So definitely there'll be situations when we may have to do things which we don't like to do. But in terms of longevity, we do need to have something which is according to our nature. Means we could say that we find it pleasing, but it is not that we are doing it only because it is pleasing for me. It is in the intersection of serving Krishna, and it is also in the of what we like to do. I think there is that pastime of Srila Prabhupada which comes in the Lilamrit, where one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is in London, and all the devotees, London was like the Western headquarters, in the European headquarters at that time, and the different devotees from different parts of the world, different parts of Europe have come, and they are reporting to Prabhupada, this is how preaching is going here, this is how preaching is going on here. And there is this devotee who says, everybody has something to do for Srila Prabhupada. I don't have anything to do. So he goes and asks Srila Prabhupada, so Prabhupada, what can I do for you? So then Prabhupada asks, what do you want to do for Krishna? He says, no, Prabhupada, whatever you want, you tell me, I'll do it. No, Prabhupada, what do you want to do for Krishna? So he's never thought of this. He says, is this a test? Prabhupada is testing it. So whatever you want, I'll do, Prabhupada. No, then Prabhupada says, understand our philosophy. He says, find out what you want to do and do it for Krishna. So he starts thinking what to do. He says, Prabhupada, I'll have to think about it. And then he comes back after a few days and he tells Prabhupada, I always had this desire to make some things with some artistic things with my hands. So I was thinking I'll make these mrudangas with artificial material which is available in the West, because we get mrudangas from India, they break very easily. So I'll make them with unbreakable material, they'll be easily available and they will stay here. We can make them easily. So then Prabhupada says, yes, Prabhupada, your Western god brothers are very passionate. So he says, make them in such a way that even if they throw the mrudangas down, they will not break. Does anyone know? Who is it?
Ishan.
Prabhu. Yeah, last year I met him actually. So Ishan Prabhu. So that is also one way of, we find out what we want to do and we do it for Krishna. So, and in the long run, my understanding is that that's what is sustainable. Because if we are inspired to do something, we will do it even when nobody is pushing us to do it. Because if there is something which we are not really very inspired to do, then there always has to be someone to push us. Are you doing it? Are you doing it? Are you doing it? And it's good to be accountable to someone, but to make our bhakti dependent on someone else in terms of they having to prod us all the time, but that will not make our bhakti very sustainable. So if we have that vision or inspiration where we want to do something for Krishna and we take the blessings of senior devotees. Now, of course, this should not be like a license for whimsicality. I just I want to do this, I want to do this. The nature of the mind is that the mind will say, whatever you are doing right now, that is not your nature. That's how the mind will want to take us away from taking up any responsibility in Krishna's service. So often what is our nature also takes some amount of time to discover. So till then we just have to follow the seniors and learn and do whatever service we are doing. But over a period of time, that will be revealed to us about how we can sustain ourselves. Does it address your question? Okay. So, yes, one last question. I'll come back to you. Yeah.
Then the manager will ask someone to do some service.
Yeah.
And they would say, that's not